From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. President Obama heads this week to the Summit of the Americas in Panama, where he'll meet with the hemisphere's other heads of state. But WLRN America's editor Tim Padgett says Obama first travels to Jamaica today, where Caribbean leaders are happier than usual to see him.
Like so many stories in Latin America and the Caribbean these days, this one involves Venezuela and its socialist anti-U.S. government. That's because Venezuela's economy is collapsing, which means it can no longer afford its multi-billion dollar Petrocaribe program. For years, it's provided poor, energy-starved Caribbean nations with cheap, subsidized oil. The Caribbean is an important hemispheric crossroads, so as Venezuela begins to withdraw, Washington sees a chance to fill the void and strengthen its own ties with the region. Hence President Obama's two-day state visit to Jamaica. He'll meet with Jamaican Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and other leaders of the Caribbean Community, or CARICOM, whose countries are suffering some of the world's heaviest debt crises. From there, for Obama, it's on to Panama on the Summit of the Americas, which will take place April 10th and 11th. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
After a three-car pileup at a Key Largo crosswalk last week, Monroe County Sheriff Rick Ramsey is protesting to the State Department of Transportation. The crosswalk was installed last year at mile marker 99.5.
You know, we just said all along, this was predictable. This was going to cause a problem that did not exist.
The new crosswalk uses flashing yellow lights to alert drivers that someone is crossing the highway. Ramsey says that's a confusing signal to drivers who may not realize they're supposed to stop.
They made a wrong decision here. Instead of acknowledging that it was wrong, you know, they're unwilling to go back. They're just going to keep trying to add more stuff, and now we're going to have big, huge mast arms going across the road.
DOT officials say they are reviewing the crosswalk location and looking at safety data from the site. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.